Now, we've been talking a lot about elections lately, obviously, because the US election's underway. We've got a federal election that could be this year, but at least, you know, early next year. The ACT election is coming. Queensland election's coming up. There's elections coming up in WA. There's elections happening right around the place. And people are concerned about the misuse of artificial intelligence in political campaigns. Now, more recently, we've seen an AI depiction of Queensland Premier Stephen Miles dancing like a fool, and I don't know that that's much removed from reality. Peter Dutton has been used in AI by Labor attacking the nuclear policy. Do we really need to be worried about this? Futurist Rocky Scopoliti joins us now. Rocky, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How big an issue is this? I mean, because at the moment we've kind of seen it used for a little bit of buffoonery around the edges. Is there a real concern that parties, particularly here in Australia, will start to use AI to generate things that are more realistic and more plausible, so to speak?
Well, a great question, Stephen. If we contextualise this within the context of where is Australia at in relation to its AI regulation and legislation, we're kind of in this no man's land. The government came out of the blocks last year, the federal government came out of the blocks last year with a safe and responsible AI significant consultation process, introduced its interim report at the start of the year, but we've seen kind of very little since. Now, there's lots of things going on behind the scenes, absolutely, but right now, it's a free-for-all.
But I guess the reality is, though, and where I think, and you're right, it is a free-for-all. There's no two ways about that. But I think about the psyches of countries. In America, it's been par for the course that you put out incredibly slanderous and false ads and pieces about your opponents, and that's been happening forever and a day. Now there's just a new tool with which they can do that. Does the Australian, I guess, attitude protect us a little bit, if that makes sense?
Well, I think when used in a very, very clever way, how do we distinguish between fact and fiction? And I think this is the problem that we're going to have, is the role that misinformation plays, because it can be so carefully crafted now that it's difficult to distinguish the difference between, you know, fact and fiction.
So when it comes to regulation, then, do we have to ban the use of AI altogether when it comes to election campaigns? Because how do you regulate what gets used and what doesn't, so to speak?
Yeah, well, this is the no-man's land that we're in right now. And again, there's lots of important initiatives underway. You know, the recognition of the need for regulation was quite important. The distinguishment between, you know, risk-based approach. But the question right now is, we've seen both parties at a state and federal level apply these technologies to distort, let's just say, public opinion. And this is a concern in the lead up to the election imminent next year.
If we didn't have enough to worry about. Rocky, great to talk to you this morning.
And you too. Thanks, Stephen.
All the best. Professor Rocky Scopoliti is a futurologist.